Welcome to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Please welcome your hosts, Ryan and Ellie Hodgson.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. We are extremely excited to be joined by the young and the handsome Luke Judge, who transforming lives up in Cheshire. He's been working in the fitness industry a number of years, had various different jobs. He's now got his own successful fitness studio, but above all, he's a loving father of two children. He's got a son and a daughter, and he's looking forward to sharing his experiences in the fitness world with you today. Luke, how are you?
I'm good, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot for giving us your time. But just briefly, give a 60-second overview of what you do.
Well, I've been in the fitness industry for a while now, and I kind of started off just working with women. Actually started taking people out running initially, just doing like a couch to 5K thing. And then it kind of progressed from a need of people wanting to kind of get more out of the time that they were spending with me, looking more to lose weight and that sort of thing. So I've kind of developed down the road of strength and conditioning, but it was all kind of boot campy type stuff outside. And then I did a lot of work online with people as well for a while. But I decided that I wanted to focus more on working with people one-on-one and in person. So I moved towards opening a studio last year, and since then we've got about 60 members at the hub now. And we're just going from strength to strength each month.
Brilliant. I love it. You've been on quite a journey in your life, and what sort of led you to fitness? Because you were in the army at one point as well, weren't you?
Yeah. Do you know what? It wasn't even the army that really led me to fitness. I was injured when I was in the army over in Kenya. It wasn't like a war story or anything like that. It was just a stupid accident. I fell over whilst running around with my Bergen on my back and a rifle in my hand, and I bust my back. I slipped a vertebrae in my spine, and I was out of action for about 2 years. I got really fat, really out of shape, really, really depressed with myself, and I ended up leaving the army. And I came across a couple of fitness sites, and I just started looking into it just to see whether it would be realistic for me to actually start moving around a little bit and getting rid of the belly. Obviously, I couldn't even pick up my little girl, and I was getting a bit frustrated with myself. So I decided to look at kind of weight loss and rehabbing myself. I basically fixed myself, and along the way, I decided that a really good way for me to get a good understanding of my body and my own anatomy and fix myself properly was to qualify as a personal trainer. So originally, I really wanted to just kind of help myself, and then along the way, just led me to the path where I'm at now. Yeah,
brilliant. I love it. So it's sort of almost like you fell into it literally.
And I bet a lot of people can really kind of sort of, when they hear this about you, you know, kind of you had this injury and you piled on the weight, you had children, and then you're wanting to kind of get in shape yourself, so you can possibly really kind of sympathize with clients that come to you who possibly are in very similar sort of circumstances where, you know, something might have happened and they've put on the weight, and then what do they do next? How do they get it off?
Yeah, do you know what? It's a really interesting thing. Having been there myself, it's kind of a lot of people in the fitness industry have kind of always been relatively fit. And I think a lot of that puts people off, but actually speaking to somebody who's been through it themselves can put people at ease, and it kind of helps them to see themselves in your shoes a lot more.
Definitely, I love that. And I mean, so what would you say is something that you find people tend to struggle with then? Do you find that that's something that puts them off, almost being a little bit sort of worried about going to see someone who's always been in good shape?
Yeah, do you know what? I read an interesting statistic at a seminar. Sorry, I heard an interesting statistic. And that is that I think it's something crazy like 80% of all people have never even stepped foot in a gym, never mind had a gym membership or anything like that. So that means that only about 20% of people have been brave enough to actually go into the gym. And I kind of, most of the people that I work with are people that have actually never been in that gym environment and been too scared to go for it. And I think a lot of the content that I put out in the past has just attracted those people and just kind of gone, all right, this guy's a real normal person. Yeah. makes it a lot easier for them to kind of come into that environment and not be afraid of what's going on.
Perfect. I mean, yeah. So do you find that you have to sort of put them at ease before you get them through the door to help them overcome that sort of fear? Or is it just when you're talking or however you're communicating with these people always puts them at ease without even having to put much effort in?
Do you know what? I think like anybody that's looking to start a journey like this is kind of very brave anyway, because it's a scary thing to do if you're not really sure what you need to do and you're kind of looking at yourself in the mirror and you're not happy. Like, the last thing that you want to do is admit that you need help with that.
Yeah.
It's quite a scary process, but I think part of, you know, taking that step and then actually meeting up with somebody or speaking to somebody, even just over the phone, that doesn't judge you, doesn't really care about where you are now, only wants to help you, I think that just kind of puts you at ease anyway.
What's kind of like your best sort of tip to kind of overcome for someone who possibly say they're in a situation now where they really are unhappy and they're kind of sort of, whether they're male or female, but have like a, they don't really know what to do and even how to approach it. What would you say is the best way to kind of overcome it and kind of step towards going to the gym?
You know what? I think for most people, they kind of overcomplicate everything and they get in their own way a lot. And I think the first and most simple thing that people can do is to just kind of step up and start moving. Just kind of even picking up the phone and speaking to somebody or sending a message on Facebook can just be that first step that actually takes you to the end of the journey. Because without that first step, you're kind of not going to go anywhere. But I think, I don't know, I think people just need to be really in a place where they want to change enough that they reach out and actually start that process.
Yeah. That's definitely something that we found. It's, you hear quite often how people, they kind of say they want to lose a certain amount of weight, but then when it really comes down to it, it's a case of, do you really want it? Do you value, you know, losing that weight to become happier, more confident? Or is it that your lifestyle is more important to you, whether you kind of, whether it's going out socializing, or it's kind of, we see it as outweighing, you know, how it truly means to that individual themselves. And then that's when they take the action. That's when they really want it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think most people don't even really know what they want. I just think they know what they don't want. Most people just really don't like where they are enough that they just want to move away from it. A lot of people will come in with a goal of X amount of pounds or being in this dress size or feeling a certain way. But like, realistically, when people get there, unless they've enjoyed the process and kind of incorporated that sort of stuff into the lifestyle, they're not going to be happy when they get there anyway.
That's it. We always say that to everyone. It's got to be a process that you enjoy the journey, because it's almost a never-ending journey. Because once you get to that goal of X, Y, and Z, almost your goals are constantly sort of ongoing. You should be always reassessing and changing your goals. So it's almost like that journey is just a journey. You're never going to get to a destination and stop and say, "Well, I can just put my feet up now, and that's it." It should be a process that you enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, "Wow, it's tomorrow." You know what I mean? You're always in that moment now. So it's like,
yeah.
Well, enjoy it anyway. So it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you are in a place where you're moving towards what you want, I think that kind of is enough to make people happy.
Yeah, I love it. And that's exactly, you know, what we always say is taking that first step, isn't it? And then you know that once you've taken that first step, you're on that journey and that momentum's going to continue. And it's provided you enjoy it. There's no reason for anyone to slip up on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. So, I mean, if you'd be given one piece of advice, it would be to take that first step. And, you know, we obviously see you talk a lot about how much your clients sort of improve in confidence. And I think that's something that you obviously seem to do really well with your clients. How do you sort of help install that confidence? Because obviously a lot of these people you seem to be working with are very unconfident when they first come to you, right?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do with anybody just starting out is to kind of make sure that they're having fun. Learning the basics like really, really well. I mean, before anybody starts kind of needing to count calories and breaking down macronutrients and stuff with the food and diet, or going into like bodybuilding splits or whatever it is that's like this complicated thing that people see as this magic pill that will give them what they want. If they can't control portion sizes, if they eat nothing but junk, then giving them calories and things to count is just overcomplicating it. If you get them to kind of eat a little bit more protein, eat some more vegetables, kind of drink a little bit more water, and just nail those basic things. And then in the gym environment, just kind of get the basic movement patterns down, like the deadlift and the squat, and just breaking things down into the little individual things that they need to learn, but having a lot of fun with it. So when people come in through the door at the gym, often they are petrified, they don't know what's going on, and they'll lift up like a really light weight for myself or somebody like you. But for them, it's ridiculously heavy, like a 20 kilo barbell to somebody who's just walked through the door of a gym and never picked one up is a heavy thing. So like for me, I would just start them off with a weight that's comfortable for them. I mean, we purposely bought 7-foot barbells that only weigh 12 kilos just to kind of make people feel more comfortable when they're coming through the door. And there's always a kind of a regression and a progression for everything that we do. And you start people at the beginning, teach them the basics and get the solid foundation there to grow. And who knows where you'll end up. I think the basics is kind of the thing that you need to nail initially and have a lot of fun with it.
Brilliant. I think the fun thing is obviously something that transpires with you. And that's one thing that Ellie and I sort of loved about a lot of your posts. I see you sort of dress up and you do all these fun things that sort of get like a real sense of community as well within what you do in your coaching and your training.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the communities, people never ever join for the community, but they always stay for the community because it becomes kind of the thing that drives people forward the most, I think. And it's always good having people that are on the same sort of journey as you around you. I think it's an essential part of what will deliver the best results, really. Because, I mean, if you're going it alone, it can be tough, it can be lonely. But if you've got a group of people that you can turn around to and kind of just say, I'm having a really shit day, and they'll go, oh, we've been there too. Like, just a couple of weeks ago, I was having a really shit time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Together and kind of helps out. And, yes, it is a really great thing to be involved with. And yeah, I actually feel prouder of the community that I've built.
Yeah, we sort of had the same thing with the women that we work with in our group. They say that they love all the other girls and they feel like they, you know, they grow with that person. They don't want to let the group down, so it motivates them to keep going as well.
And it's really nice. We recently had like a July challenge, and so we set them all, like, they had to make videos of what their challenge was for the month, and they had a forfeit, and the support that they got from each other, it's something that me and Ryan, like, we never imagined that we would create. But it is like you say, like, such a nice feeling and a proud moment seeing that you've created this, you know, community for them to have as well. Because like you said, there's a fear that they have when they first started, but then to kind of develop like a friendship with other women who are possibly going through the same journey, they've been there and they can offer their sort of advice, it's kind of like a nice feeling.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you guys have done a really good job there, because I mean, I've worked online before in the past with people, and I was quite successful with it. But I found the hardest thing about working with people purely online was building that community aspect online. You've got to kind of do a hell of a lot more work in and around kind of getting people interacting online, because it's far too easy for people to sit there in a Facebook group and just kind of read everything and not get involved. I think what you guys have done is absolutely amazing. If you're getting people involved like that, that's only a good thing.
Ah, thank you. So we've got a bit of a fun question here. What's one question that we didn't ask you but we should have asked you?
That's a tough one. You know what, I thought you might ask this, and then the one question that I thought that you might not ask is about the basics, and we talked about it.
I think it's always a question that everyone always like struggles with.
So I think really for you is that your key message really is focusing on the basics and keeping it fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, once you've got the basics right, then everything else kind of falls into place. Everything else becomes easier later on. I mean, like anything, you don't kind of stay on a bike without trying to ride it with stabilizers first. Do you know what I mean? It's like setting a solid foundation when you get the basics there.
So obviously you're a father of two, and do you find, because you know yourself, you're busy and you've got two children, you've got a family, do you find that this is something that kind of you can you know, really relate to with your clients? You say, you know, how they're possibly a mum, they might be busy with their own children, but then you can really kind of relate to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think one of the biggest things people kind of, put in the way of themselves is their children with regards to a lot of parents will have like biscuits and crisps and stuff in the house and chocolate, and they'll go, oh, well, I've got to have it there because I have to do it to my kid, because I can't really restrict them just because I'm on a diet. And I get that as well, because I mean,
yeah.
When I've got stuff like that in the house, I will just eat it. Like a typical example of that is we had a barbecue the other day, and I ate really healthily. I kind of protein veg, and you know, I skipped on the bread, not because bread's bad, but just because I am dieting at the minute. And then the kids were having like toasted marshmallows on the barbecue, and it was so hard to not eat them. And like, oh, so you didn't just relate. It's like, it's such a big struggle for parents when you don't want to kind of be restrictive with the kids, because you don't want to push your insecurities onto them, and you don't want to push your habits onto them with regards to food and stuff like that. So it is very, very difficult. At the same time, it's just something that you've got to deal with if you're on a journey of weight loss, really.
Yeah, and it's something we often say to our clients is really sometimes it's not about depriving yourself or whatever. It's not about having bad food. It's about the portion control. So if you really need to have a little bit, just have a small amount. You know, it doesn't mean you need to eat a whole packet of biscuits. One biscuit might not do any harm in moderation.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, if you're going to have a whole packet of biscuits, then you're probably not going to be eating very much else for the rest of the day. If you're going to be sticking to your targets, are you?
No. Brilliant. So, I mean, how can our listeners find out a little bit more about you then?
Probably the best way is to either look me up on Facebook on my business page, The Hub Fitness Results-Based Training in Tarvin, or just on my personal profile on Facebook.
Perfect. And we will put all of Luke's links up on hodgsonfitness.com/podcast. So go over there for the show notes, where we will have all of Luke's contact details, where you can hook up with him and hear some more about him and how he works. Perfect. We won't take up any more of your time this evening, Luke. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on our podcast.
Yeah, really do appreciate it. And anyone listening, please listen to Luke's advice. Keep it simple and take action if you really want it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's been good fun.
Cheers, Luke. See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Make sure to go over to hodgsonfitness.com/podcast to get the show notes.